All right, we're ready to get back to the University of Minnesota and get in front of our home fans and try to get a win. I think our team's had a good week of preparation. Crowd's getting smaller here each day. Good week of preparation, and I think it should be a good test. They've got a very good defense and a bunch of playmakers offensively. So, question?
You get a chance to get outside and practice yesterday at all or not?
We did not.
Do yesterday?
Practice.
Just a full practice?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
What's the status of Jared?
We'll list them afterwards when y'all get it.
So this low back and how it's been lingering over the last few weeks here?
I don't know that's a concern.
How comfortable are you with Ben Tate if you needed to use him?
If he's up and he's active, then we're comfortable with him.
If you're without Jarek, though, maybe Joe Banyard and get a little bit bigger role than last week.
Possibly.
We've
got three backs. We're going to dress three backs, four backs, so we'll see.
What'd you like out of Joe last week and what he did?
Well, he made plays. He extended drives. He caught the ball on extended drives and made plays. I thought he showed some juice getting to the perimeter a couple times, and it was explosive hitting holes.
Did he show you anything that
maybe you weren't expecting, given that it was his first extended time?
Well, that's kind of how he was in the preseason. You know, he just hasn't really had the opportunity, so he'll continue to get opportunities, and hopefully he'll continue to showcase his abilities.
Those other guys, Harrison and Sharif and Cordero, feel pretty good about them?
Mm-hmm. I just get tired. I'm sorry. I know you gotta ask, but I just get tired of talking about the injuries because it's. I don't know. I just think it's. It doesn't do us any good to talk about. Doesn't do me any good to talk about the injuries. That's all. And so I'm on a pet peeve right now, of that.
I think the one time that you guys, correct me if I'm wrong, the one time that you guys did a no huddle with Teddy was against the Falcons. Have you guys ever thought about going back to that, and what's the benefits and the negatives if you guys want to incorporate no huddles from spurts on offense?
Well, we do. There's a lot of times when we go on the ball, three or four plays in a row, and we just try to change the tempo all the time with the defenses, and we'll continue to do that as well. So, it's not all no huddle. There's times when we want to make sure we get the calls in the right way, and then there's some no huddle deal too. But we have been doing it in every game, really.
How do you guys dictate when not to do it?
You tell them. On the headset, you tell them.
Or what do you guys process as far as your thought process goes?
Well, a lot of it's the how fast the defense is getting their signals in, how their communication. Sometimes it's after a couple plays where you've caught them off guard a little bit. Sometimes it's just trying to change the tempo. There's several reasons that we do it, but it's really real simple how we do it. It's not complicated.
Carolina's offensive line looks like they've had some injuries and things there.
They have, but they do a good job in my opinion, they do a good job changing up the protections. Probably more so than anybody this year, the different types of protections that you get, the two back protections, the mic protections, slide protections, and they've got quite a few. So, I think they're doing good things with their offensive line, and I know they've had some injuries in there, but they seem to battle pretty good. And then I think Newton helps and some of his mobility, too, some of the things that he can do.
Vera said that Mike Remmers is going to be starting at right tackle for them. How much of an advantage does that give you, having seen him during the offseason?
I don't know that it gives us an advantage. I know our guys, have gone up against him a few times. So, it's still go and play. He knows our guys, too. So, it's always a two-way street.
Backs, are you including Felton in that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So.
making sure.
Good. All right, thanks. See how much shorter it is?